The Progressive People's Party, PPP, has issued a statement urging the media, especially the state-owned, to be fair to all political parties, instead of giving the impression that there are only two parties, the NDC and NPP, with their two-party-based programming. It says, though this may be good for the two parties, the people of Ghana are the losers. We bring you excerpts from the release.
The statement is headed PPP calls on the media to be awake. It says media companies and practitioners must become wide awake and make pluralism work for all stakeholders. Ghana needs an independent media, fair to all and with the uncompromised ability to hold a big mirror in front of the entire Ghanaian society. The PPP says when the NPP boycotted Asempa, an all-talk radio station in Accra owned by the Multimedia Broadcasting Company and the Mills Land Administration, followed with an unprecedented boycott of all multimedia outlets, the media organization buckled under the threats instead of fighting for their rights guaranteed under the Constitution. Rather, freedom-loving Ghanaians gathered forces to support Multimedia Group and all media organizations against the unconstitutional ban that sought to prevent them access to government ministries, departments, and agencies. It asks why Multimedia refused to fight. Why has GTV refused to cover some political events in favor of others, even when they are paid with taxpayers' money? Why do some political parties get priority placements on the cover and inside pages of the Daily Graphic? Some in the media have usurped the rights of the Ghanaian voter and declared the NDC and the NPP the main political parties in Ghana. Others have gone further to give the ruling NDC priority coverage on TV and in the newspapers, even for local and regional activities.
Those were excerpts from the PPP statement to the media.